Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ben Standing is with us. We'll carry Quinn live at 12:30. He is set to address the media. I don't know what we're going to learn from him. Maybe Ben has a hunch. Ben, of course, writes for Substack, has a great reporting / column that you should subscribe to. You can get access to it at Ben Standing on X. So, let's talk Terry first, because yesterday the news came out that he was seeking a second opinion. Now we've got news that he is seeking multiple opinions. Our own Dr. Sabah, who has done 20 surgeries, she let us know, with this Dr. William Myers, who Ian Rappaport reported Terry had sought out. She believes that Myers is the world-renowned expert on sports hernias, and if it's a hernia, it's 6 weeks before he comes back to playing football. That is, you know, one of our regular callers. She is a doctor. Take it for what it's worth. But what do you make of Terry's injury and the news around it here over the last, you know, 12 hours or so?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, obviously, like you said, you know, we don't know for sure. I'm going to guess we may not know much more today, because I don't know if Dan Quinn's going to give us tons of information on it, but obviously it would be a huge blow if he's out at all, even just for one game. This is, as we've discussed a thousand times now, this is not a deep group at receiver. They already had Noah Brown out last week. We'll see if he's able to go, so that would be a huge blow from that perspective. But, I mean, you know, the other perspective, and look, Terry is a guy who has not missed a game since 2019, I think was the last time he missed a game. And is it coincidental that he potentially could miss a game or more now, the after he missing all of training camp because of the contract dispute, when everybody always says, hey, if you miss all of training camp, these types of injuries are more likely to occur? I mean, obviously, I can't officially link anything to it, but it seems like it's pretty decent circumstantial evidence, and that was the fear, you know, I think that we all had to a degree once he was, you know, missing day after day after day. So, you know, if he's out at all, even just for the one game, I think it's a huge blow. If he's out for long, you know, for a while, then they are really going to be hurting. I mean, to lose him potentially, having already lost Austin Ekeler, one of your better pass catchers, with Noah Brown iffy at best right now, and the rest of your receiving room is, you know, Debo again. I don't really count him as a wide receiver per se, but okay, you have Debo and then what? I don't know. So this would be a pretty significant one. And again, not just because he's talented, but because of what's behind him.
Yeah. I want to get into that a little bit more. I also don't want to spend a lot of time on this because, you know, everybody's emotional and was emotional and passionate about the subject as it was going on all off season about, you know, if the two are linked. Let's just suggest that, you know, as you said, circumstantial evidence, he's never been hurt before and he didn't, you know, participate in camp. But assigning blame at this point is ridiculous because you could make the case for both sides. In fact, I think personally you could make the case that Terry and his agent should have gotten real about their value much sooner and come to a deal and gotten into camp and had a much fuller summer. Some of you would say, no, the team should have just overpaid him and gotten it done since you're in this window of trying to win big. So that aside, it right now feels like they're probably not going to have him for at least a week. So let's get into what you just started a little bit more in depth. Like, Deebo Samuel would be the only regular player at a wide receiver position, and he's not even a true wide receiver, that would be suiting up. How would you see kind of the snap counts playing out if both Terry and Noah Brown don't play Sunday in Atlanta?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, this is where it gets, you know, super confusing. In terms of just pure receivers, look, I would think Jalen Lane would play a lot, and Luke McCaffrey, you know, that was his best game this past one. But, you know, still, I don't know how confident anybody is in him as a, you know, pure starter, having to beat corners when there's nobody else on the field to really distract, you know, the defense. And, you know, Jalen Lane is more of a slot guy than he is an outside guy. To some degree, Luke might be viewed that way as well. And so is Deebo. So you potentially would have your top three receivers are all slot guys, more or less, to boot. Now, you know, Chris Moore exists too, but, you know, he's helped a little bit here and there, but he's more of a bit player for sure. But even if you then said, okay, well, maybe you lean more into, say, 12 personnel. Well, is John Bates playing? I don't know. Most of the 12 personnel they did this past week was like when Trent Scott was on the field more than it was Ben Sinnott, who, you know, by Dan Quinn and others, you know, said, hey, he had a pretty good game as a blocker. You know, we know in theory he's a guy that they have some faith in as a pass catcher, but, you know, how does that work? And, you know, could you go more with, you know, two backs? Maybe. I mean, we're getting to the point where, you know, this always reminds me of like a basketball team where, you know, a college basketball team where, like, you know, your top two big men are in foul trouble or hurt, and now all of a sudden you're going with this like 6'5 and under lineup and trying to confuse the other team by, you know, some sort of shenanigans or whatever. So we're reaching
shenanigans. Yeah. We're going to play a lot of zone, and we're going small with the two bigs in foul trouble.
Yeah, if people want to see Ja'Cory Brooks off the practice squad, I mean, this could be the time for that, but that's not, you know, that's...
Who cares who if knows? People want to see it? Do you think that would be a possibility? Because I do, if both Brown and McLaurin are out. That would be the obvious move, right?
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, they don't even have that many receivers at this point. I mean, purely just to, you know, fill in the depth chart, you would have to bring up somebody else from the practice squad, and, you know, he's not the only one there, but presumably Ja'Cory Brooks would be maybe the next guy in line. But, it's extremely problematic, to say the least. And, you know, this goes back to the discussion we had at the beginning of the year when trying to assess, you know, what do we think about this team? And you can look at the roster, and you can look at the staff and the camaraderie and all these things and say, hey, they should have another successful year. But the notion of regression, it's not something you can definitively point to and say this is going to happen, but the point is things even out over time, and they had really good injury luck last year, relatively speaking, and they've had miserable injury luck so far, and that's even before we know what Terry's deal officially is. So, it is a rough one. And to that spot in particular, you know, again, I'm not saying like losing Austin Ekeler is good, but like at least they have other options. Even losing Jaden, as great as he is, you have a guy in Marcus Mariota who's a highly competent player. They just—it's not so much the case here at receiver with this room. So it would be tough.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent, That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, and let me just remind everybody, including ourselves, that while it does seem from an injury standpoint that things are kind of like the walls are closing in, they're 2-1, and they're a short favorite anyway to get to 3-1 on Sunday in Atlanta. You know, the season isn't about to come apart. I'll tell you, the game Sunday was crucial. It really was a game, you know, as they weather this storm. We don't know if it'll be a season-long storm, but as we weather this early season injury storm, it was crucial to get that game on Sunday, and the setup for it was great. What's ironic is that the setup for Sunday's game actually goes more Atlanta's way. We're talking to Ben Standig. Let's get to Jaden Daniels. So what do you expect? Do you have a hunch right now if he's going to practice, if he's going to talk, if he's going to start Sunday in Atlanta or not?
Well, I mean, you know, one potential clue we're going to get should come up here soon, not only practice, but today is the day that the starting quarterback talks. Last week we did get Mariota, and it played out that way. I don't know who's going to be sitting at the dais or at the podium or whatever. After practice today, we'll see. If I had to guess on that, I would guess it's probably not Jaden, just so he doesn't have to answer questions one way or the other about any of this and let Mariota get up there again. But beyond that, we'll see. If he's not out there, I would say at least by tomorrow, then I don't would imagine he's missing another game. Maybe you could even say, hey, if he's not out there today doing at least something, that would be a bad sign as well. You know, Dan Quinn's been pretty tight with the information on injuries, so we don't quite know how close he was. It doesn't seem like it was particularly close last week, just based on the anecdotal evidence that we have. But I know Dan Quinn said this week, and I buy it, that there's no correlation between the comfort they have in Marcus Mariota starting again and whether or not Jaden would play. If Jaden's healthy, they're going to play him. But as you said, they're 2-1. Mariota looked good. You know, they can't just completely block that out of their head. So I would imagine if there's any doubt, they would stick with Mariota.
Yeah, if there's any doubt on his health, it's too early in the season. And you won a game that you really needed to kind of win and take care of so you can go ahead and play Marcus Mariota. By the way, there's this quote that I wanted to read from Kurt Warner, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner. He tweeted this out yesterday afternoon. Right now, my two favorite play designer callers are Shane Steichen, Indianapolis, and Cliff Kingsbury. Majority are good, solid concepts that connect and have answers for the quarterback. Really enjoy popping on their tape and would like to play for them! Exclamation point. On a side note, Marcus Mariota may not be a starter in every system, but he's in the right system in Washington. And I believe if Jaden Daniels wasn't there, he'd be a solid starter in the NFL there, meaning in D.C. This is what you and I talked about on Monday, is that this is probably the best system he's ever been a part of. And he's got to find that place in the offseason after the season ends, or he won't be that quarterback. A lot of you tweeted me and said, if Kingsbury leaves for a head coaching job, he takes Marcus Mariota as his bridge quarterback, or maybe not even as his bridge. You agree with Kurt Warner on that, right?
I mean, certainly he has looked as comfortable as, you know, we can recall in some time. You know, obviously he didn't play really in Philly, and his Atlanta stint ended very abruptly. We've always known he's had the talent, but it's always, you know, it's just been a bit up and down for him throughout his career. You know, look, clearly he loves being here, and they love having him, and that's great. I also imagine if somebody had come to him this offseason and said, hey, we really like what you did in Washington. We want you to be our starter. We'll pay you X amount of money, you know, for to do this or to be in the mix or whatever, that he would have taken that. You know, but maybe not. I don't know. I guess as good as he's doing here, it is in a short-term basis. How he would do over a 17-game schedule, who knows? I mean, I don't know that works. I don't know that I'm prepared to say he's somebody's starter. Bridge, okay. I mean, obviously that's kind of what, you know, they brought him in here for. If the rookie quarterback, whoever it was going to be, wasn't ready, and he's very capably filled in now several times when Jaden's been out. So all that's good, but I don't know that he's somebody's starter or, you know, a guy you're trying to build around. I don't know that Cliff is saying, hey, come with me. You know, who knows? I don't know about that.
Yeah. I think what's really interesting about him and his recent journey is it's entirely possible that he's just happy here being a backup and being called on when needed. You never know. All right. It sounds like you are getting out of your car and walking into the building in Ashburn. I will let you go. I appreciate it. I will talk to you on Friday.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks.
Ben Standing, everybody. Dan Quinn set to speak in about 15 minutes. I wanted you to hear some of the stuff coming out of Atlanta about Raheem Morris and about the Falcons' offense. We'll play some of that. We'll try to get to some NFL buy and sell today. We may not hit that until tomorrow. But also an interesting number about a corner on our team that hasn't played that well through three games, which is a bit of a surprise. So we got a lot left on this show, including Quinn at 12:30. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980, and theteam980.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.